In the face of the pandemic, Marion County Clerk Myla Eldridge is supportive of efforts to increase mail-in voting.
We want to make sure that everyone's safe, right? Voters, poll workers.
But in a recent letter to Indiana's Secretary of State, Eldridge expresses major concerns about whether or not everyone's vote will be counted. The county has a shortage of workers and a steep increase in the number of people who want to vote by mail. More than 123,000 applications were received. That's 20 times the number for the 2016 primary, and only 95%, a lot, but not all, could be sent by the deadline. Of course, more people want to vote by mail because it's safer. Governor Eric Holcomb announced the option would be open to everyone when he pushed the primary election day back to June 2nd. For voters like Beth Broxmeyer, an Indianapolis resident who is in her 70s, it was a welcome move.
Now that my husband and I are, self-isolating, it was very important to get our vote out by mail.
But not everyone received the applications or figured out how to download them online. And though Broxmeyer got hers and returned it early, she only just received her ballot. Now she worries it will get in on time.
I know that that should be postmarked the Tuesday right after Memorial Day. I hope it gets there by June 2nd. I mean, who knows, right? Who knows?
The clerk's office says they've heard of significant delays with ballot delivery from an already stretched postal service. On Election Day, there are a few different options for people who did not get a ballot or are worried theirs will not get there in time. They can skip the line and hand-deliver ballots. They can have someone else turn in their ballot with the proper form filled out, which you can find on vote.indy.gov. If you mailed an application but did not get a ballot, you must turn in an affidavit that swears you have not already voted. That's also on vote.indy.gov. Voter advocacy group Common Cause Indiana's Julia Vaughn says the state should have allowed drop-off boxes.
Obviously, having to drop it off in person, though, on Election Day, defeats the whole purpose of public safety and using vote by mail in the first place.
Common Cause also requested an extension of the noon deadline on Election Day for absentee ballots to be in to match poll closing time at 6 p.m. The Marion County Clerk also requested that change. Many are also worried there will be considerable confusion on Election Day. For one, there will be fewer places to vote, 90% fewer, 3 early voting locations and 22 polling sites. Usually there are more than 250. Marion County Clerk Eldridge says there's been difficulty finding workers and securing adequate sites.
We will not have nearly as many vote centers on Election Day or early voting locations because of the crisis.
Long lines are expected on Tuesday. As your normal site may be closed, you can find your closest voting site at vote.indy.gov. Indianapolis City County Councilor Allie Brown says people should bring patience as well as protection.
Bring some hand sanitizer with you. I know there's going to be hand sanitizer and masks at the polls. If you have to wait in line, remember to respect social distancing. If somebody's not, let them know, like, hey, you know, can you step back a couple of feet? I'm not comfortable.
Marion County poll workers will be provided with PPE. Workers will also be able to socially distance as they take on the task of counting all the absentee ballots. It could be days before results are in. For WFYI, I'm Jill Sheridan.